The Power Packs Geek Speak. Thanks to the Telstra Store, Mount Barker and Murray Bridge. With Adelaide's tech guy, Richard Pascoe.
Today is a day I have been waiting for a long time. My best friend is here in the studio. It's not you, Damon. It's Richard Pascoe. Welcome.
Hi, Molly. Hi, Damon.
Well, happy birthday, Richard Pascoe, I must say. And, you say a long time. You've been on the show for 4 weeks.
Yeah, but you abandoned me when I was very, very fresh here. And Richard was actually my very first interview on the show. So I have a special place in my heart.
It's a connection.
Yeah, I feel that.
Yes.
Oh, well, I'm over here sitting on my own on this side of the desk. Hey, you two just go about your ways there. Richard, happy birthday. What do you get a tech guy for his birthday? Do you get tech
Nothing.
Things? Nothing at
Nothing.
All.
Because I get all the stuff.
I've got a tin of brownies over here that my grandma has made.
So I'm sure they.
It was my.
I don't have any living grandparents. Rest in peace. Would you like a piece of brownie?
No, that's okay.
All right.
I need a coffee. If I have the coffee, I'll have the brownie. I love brownie.
Oh, well, maybe after we've finished with this radio thing, we can have a coffee.
Do you think Nana would approve of Richard getting some?
Oh, Nana is already a fan of Richard. She's been listening to you for years. She couldn't believe we have you on the show here.
It's good, isn't it?
I know.
Say hello to your nan for me.
Oh, I will.
He's the ultimate family man, Richard. He helped fix my mum's computer last week, so it's actually good to have him in the group. Hey, Richard, let's get into some tech news. Samsung, they're stepping up in terms of updates for their new devices.
Which is really good. We've got to be pleased about this. So they're offering now 4 years of updates.
Wow.
They used to offer 3 years of updates. And I've got to say that figure is probably a bit rubbery.
Yeah.
You know, along the time, because most people probably get 2 years of updates on their phones if they're lucky on the Android side.
So it's such a short amount of time, you know.
It is. You know, when we look at 2 years, there's a touch of forced obsolescence in there as well, because once you start to run out of security updates, you're a tiny bit more vulnerable out there. So you've got to be very security aware. So Samsung stepping up saying, because we're holding on to our mobile devices a lot longer now, which is good because, you know, not everybody's got the money to go out and buy a new one every 2 to 3 years.
Yeah.
So that's the whole thing.
Can I ask you a question real quick?
Sure.
I always take this off road a little bit. Is there any merit to the fact that these updates slow the phone down, or is that just a really vicious rumour that's not
it's
correct?
A vicious rumour.
It is. Oh, well, that's good, because I always used to think, I want to update my phone, but then maybe that's why I need a new phone every year.
No, but you should really, you know, for people that go along, the phone started to slow up. Sometimes back it up, wipe it off and reinstall everything.
And that can be the trick.
That can be the trick.
Wow, well,
it's like a breath of fresh air.
This is what I've been wanting to know for years.
Get
Thank
it,
you,
speedy.
Richard.
Definitely update. Netflix on your smartphone, it's probably not the best way to enjoy these kind of high-quality TV programs.
Lots of people do it.
Yeah. Lying in bed.
They really do. So, yeah, lying in bed, you know. You know, they start watching Netflix. So it's probably not the thing I'd do.
On the train, maybe?
On
or
the train,
commuting.
On the bus, commuting. You know, I saw somebody the other day at the Fringe sitting in a bar watching something on Netflix as I wandered past.
Richard, unless you're the person in that show and you're watching yourself and showing your friends or it's your cousin or something, you're not watching it out.
Did a bit of flashing sign above his head going loser on there as well. No, there is a new feature on there called hope the bloke's not listening. There's a new feature on there called Downloads for You, which will automatically download shows and movies based on your preferences.
Right.
Now, you might go along and say, but I don't want my phone to be filled up with these.
So yeah, that's right. Take up all the rare
room.
Space that you've got.
The room. So you can allocate how much they're going to download to it as well. So 1, 3, or 5 gig on there as well. So if you're watching a series on there, it will go along, download the next episode for you, delete the episodes that you've already watched. So it keeps it a lot like a podcast, will keep it all up to date. So to me, it's a really good feature if that's what you watch on your phone. Because we've got to remember, on some of our phones, great sound on there if you've got, you know, nice AirPods in there as well.
Yeah.
You know, for it.
I suppose the benefit to that is, let's say you're at the gym and you want to watch a show, you're not then streaming the data. I figure it would just download when you're in Wi-Fi.
Only does it over Wi-Fi. which very has got handy. I think is a really good feature on there as well. Rolls out to Android devices this week, Apple devices the next couple of weeks.
I think gym is a really good use for that one. My mind straight away flashed back to my backpacking days when it was so annoying carrying around a laptop purely for the purpose of relaxing and watching a movie every now and again. So there you go. Let's move from movies to some quick tech news. What have you got for us?
The Elon Musk Starlink internet service, which is going to be launching later this year as well, is now promising speeds of up to 300 megabits per second.
What do we normally get here? What's the average?
50 to 100.
Wow. So we're talking up to six times.
Six times quicker.
Quick maths.
And we've got to remember, it's a bit more expensive. $139 a month costs you $700 for the equipment on there as well.
Yeah.
But if you can see the sky, you can get internet.
So which for a lot of people throughout our area would be a godsend.
Oh, I think it's going to be. It really is. So I've already ordered it.
Right.
So I tested it out. So you know, hopefully, you know, I'll be able to get it, you know, reasonably soon. But I think for anybody in, you know, in the Bridge area, outlying area, you know, some of the country people, if you can get 300 meg download, it really does become a game changer.
Absolutely,
for you.
Absolutely, it would.
Disney Plus now has the Star brand of TV shows on there as well.
Yeah, so dropping a whole heap of content this week.
Which is, so it used to be $89.99 a month. They won't put your price up if you paid for the whole year. Mm-hmm. So it'll only go on the renewal date, goes up to $119 a year. Sounds a lot, but it's cheaper than Netflix.
Yeah.
Still.
And for people with kids, it's brilliant.
Yeah, I think it is. It is really good. And for the first time since 2016, Apple beat Samsung sales on smartphones in the last quarter of 2020.
Really? I thought it would have been the other way around.
Yeah, Samsung is the number one maker of smartphones in the world.
Interesting.
Because of all the Asian market in there as well. So iPhone sales, nearly 80 million. Samsung, 62 million.
Crap tech. Of the week.
Oh man, I love this segment. It is so good. And this week, Richard, you have brought to us a phone that licks you.
excuse me?
Yes.
Oh my God.
It's an experiment. So there's a thing called Feel the Conversation. It's an experimental project that challenges how people experience communication by substituting language with haptic feedback.
Okay.
Wow, that's a lot.
It's the future.
It is. So users have described feelings of closeness, really, excitement, disgust. Disgust, I reckon, might come up there in a moment on there as well. So what they've actually done is the device records the user's speech with an embedded microphone. And on the phone, there's two attachments you can have. You can have a brush-style blue silicon feeler, which just sounds wrong.
What?
Or a piece of silicon shaped like a tongue producing different sensations.
So what do you even do with it? I'm so confused.
So when somebody says something down the phone like let's say I really miss you today and things like that, the tongue might come out and just lick your cheek at the same time.
Is that how people communicate in person? Am I missing something?
Over the phone, it's just a bit creepy, isn't it? So yes.
Is it like when you don't have a pet and you need that sort of... That's what pets do, don't they? They lick you.
I mean, humans lick as well.
I'm not going down that road with either of you.
So, yeah, it's a phone that goes on. I don't... Yeah, so the little brushes on there as well might say something. So I might brush up and down your face, but...
Who made this, Richard?
A group of university people. And just
and
let
there
me,
it is.
And there we go. So, yes, universities, you waste too much money on crap like this.
AdelaideTechGuy.com.au is where you can get all the help. If you want things to lick you, I'm not saying Richard will do it for a cost.
Stop, Damon.
I will stop. Richard, it's been a pleasure having you in studio. Thank you so much.
Great to come in. Thanks, guys.